Quite the shock from Vice President Kamala Harris this past Monday at a press conference in Guatemala City when she told Guatemalans thinking of trying to enter the U.S. to do not come, which actually might have placed Harris behind Joe Manchin when it comes to popularity among Democrats. Look at the most recent numbers. U.S. recorded more than 178,000 migrants, a number of whom were Guatemalan, trying to enter the U.S.-Mexico border in the month of April. That was according to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Highest one-month total in about 20 years. Back on March 24th, President Biden had put Harris in charge of all affairs concerning the southern U.S. border. And going back to that speech on Monday, Harris said, "I want to emphasize that the goal of our work is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. And at the same time, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come." That's about the pace she said at. Do not come. She continued, "We, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration, and I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back." Guatemala, by the way, that was the vice president's first foreign trip as vice president. But then among the GOP, the complaint about Harris has been that she hasn't gone to the southern border, which I ask, for what? So we can get a photo of her standing next to a border patrol agent pointing off to the distance with Harris seriously, studiously gazing out that way. I mean, it's not like she's going to pick up a rifle and start picking off wannabe illegal immigrants. So think about this. Isn't it more productive to spend time trying to fix things at the point of origin rather than give lip service at the end of the trail? I've also noticed, too, that a growing number of media outlets, cities, and even states, with the most recent being Colorado, by the way, they've banned the use of the term illegal alien. Colorado, by the way, is even now in the process of reviewing all existing official documents in order to remove that term. So using the term illegal alien, that's a bad thing. But as far as I can tell, these same locations, these same media outlets, they have no problem with a rap singer coming into a town performing songs with the N-word in the lyrics. Search for a solution to curb illegal immigration already exists, as an option at least. Making it a mandate would diffuse a lot of the desires to pole vault over the border. It's called E-Verify. While many businesses use it in order to prove legal residency, I believe last numbers I saw, the majority don't, and the process is simple. You close the door to jobs in America to illegals, and why would they desire to come here?